Not too much. Just hanging out here. I feel like I'm just like so excited. I could hardly sleep last night.
I was going to say I could hardly sleep last night because of all the drama on the show. So my first question is, like, what is Colton like in person? Is he really good looking or does the TV add that?
No, he's really good looking. yeah, I got to talk with him for a little while. And yeah, he's just also a really great guy. And we have something kind of like weird in common that we both support cystic fibrosis. So yeah, we had a nice chat about that. And he seems like a great guy.
So let's push all these other ladies out of the way and get you guys on a date. I mean, you looked gorgeous last night, by the way, and you sounded amazing. I loved that song.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
So back to that solo date that you guys had. Are you single?
I am newly single, sadly.
Oh, well, I'm sorry about that.
Sorry about that.
Colton's not sorry about it, though.
Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding. We're not going to go there.
Oh, my gosh.
Ayla was saying that you were on
The Bachelor
last season,
yeah,
right?
A year ago, and all these incredible things happened for you. Your song peaked on the charts, and then you got signed to your record label that you're now with, which is so incredible. Congratulations. But, like, for this year, now that you've been invited back again, what's this year's goal?
Well, I just want people to hear my music. You know, the goal is to just have people out there actually, you know, checking out my single I Hate This and the album that I released last year. And you know what, I woke up this morning to I Hate This being number one on the country iTunes chart. So
that's huge.
Heck to the yeah.
Thank you so much. And it was so cool to see, you know, Maren Morris she was at the number one spot for such a long time, and then we like flopped. I was number two and now I'm number one, and there she is. You know, it's just so cool to see women dominating the iTunes chart. I think that's so cool.
I was just going to say that. Girl power. You know, so in my research, I also found out that you are on the same label as David Lee Murphy. Am I correct on that?
You are correct.
We are doing a big event with him tonight in Boston for our Jackson and Ayla Brown kickoff concert, and I'm so excited to meet him. I have not met him in person, but I know that you guys are both songwriters. So my question is, have you guys gotten in a room together and written a song yet?
We haven't yet. Our schedules have not lined up yet, but I would absolutely love to write with him. I just think he's so incredible. And like the amount of songs, he's had so much success on his own, but the amount of songs that he's written for other people is just incredible. I mean, he can do a whole show of hits. It's so awesome.
Wow.
Cool. We can't wait to see him. So you're on your way up right now. I mean, it's going to happen. The past year has been big for you.
Number one on iTunes.
I know. So now this is the beginning of the next part. People are calling you like edgy Taylor Swift and all that. So what is... when are you going to realize that you made it? When's that moment going to be for you where you're like, okay, here we are?
I don't know. I feel like there's like so many little things that just kind of make you realize, okay, you know, all of the hard work has paid off. And last night was definitely one of those moments. I don't know. It's so hard to say like what means that you've made it, but I think there's so many things along the way where you can really say, wow, I made that dream come true, and my team made that dream come true. So
I think playing on The Bachelor two times and having the number one song on the country chart is pretty cool.
You know what is also awesome is that sometimes when you have like a song on a TV show, they don't play the whole song. They might play a clip. You got almost like your whole dang song. It was awesome.
I know. I was not really expecting that. I mean, I knew that they were going to play like a decent amount of it, but yeah, to see the whole thing. And I think that, I mean, that has a big part to do with people actually going and checking it out after, you know, they're like, oh, wow, I heard that whole thing. I know exactly what it's about. And then they go.
Right. And they know the hook already and all that.
Hey, plug it one more time.
Yeah. What's the name of the song? Let's get you some more sales in Boston.
Yeah. It's called I Hate This.
I Hate This, Tenille Arts. She was just on The Bachelor last night. Do you have a pick? Who do you think's going to win? Do you know enough about it?
I mean, I don't know enough. I've been watching, obviously, but I really love the girl that he was on the date with when I sang, Elise. I just think she's so awesome, but I don't know that they end up together, so I'm just kind of like...
Spoiler alert!
You know what? I always think there's something special about the first impression girl, so I think we should all be, like, watching her because I think, like, the past few bachelorettes have, like, actually picked their first impression. So
interesting. Yeah. There's the inside scoop all from right. Tenille Arts. Go download I Hate This, and thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you so much for chatting with me this morning.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.